Welcome to this orientation demo of using VoiceOver with Swift Playgrounds. And for this demo, I'm actually going to be using my iPad Pro with the smart keyboard, of course, using VoiceOver. And in addition, I've also got my Braille display connected to the iPad Pro, of course, via Bluetooth with VoiceOver as well. All right, so let me just unlock my iPad here. Just going to use my Touch ID.
App Store.
And that was the Braille display coming on. All right, so I'm already in the App Store already because we want to search for and download Swift Playgrounds. And I'm in the Feature tab of the App Store. Just going to come down.
Item list, search. Search field.
Okay, there's search. Activate the search field.
Quick nav off. Search field.
And type in Swift Playgrounds.
Insertion point at start.
S-W-I-F-T. P-L-A-Y-G-R-O-U-N-D-S. Enter.
Quick nav on.
Go through the screen with my keyboard.
Clear text. Swift Playgrounds. Apple. 3 stars. 15. User reviews.
That's
button.
The one.
Download. Button.
And I've already downloaded it already. So I'm just going to select the download button.
Connecting.
Connecting.
Cancel download. Page 6 of 8.
Okay, and it's gone to my 6th page of my iPad. So I've just come over one.
Code.
Come
learn how back. To program. Cancel download. 7. Cancel download. 73% downloaded. Button.
Still downloading.
Cancel download. 100% downloaded. Button. Open. Button.
So I'm going to press select on open.
Playgrounds on alert. Playgrounds would like to send you notifications. Quick nav off.
Okay, Playgrounds would like to send you notifications. So let me just go to...
Notifications made. Quick nav on. Don't allow. Allow. Button.
Allow. Allow. Select allow.
Playgrounds. Featured. Heading.
And so we've got featured. I come down.
Learn to code 1, fundamentals of Swift.
Learn to code 1, fundamentals of Swift.
Learn to code 2, beyond the basics.
Learn to code 2, beyond the basics.
Learn to code 3, putting it together.
Learn to code 3, putting it together.
Challenges, heading.
And then a heading, challenges. So let me just go back to
learn to code
first.
Learn to code 2, learn to code 1, fundamentals of Swift.
And pressing select on that one.
Selected. Learn to code 1, fundamentals of Swift.
Coming to the right.
Get button.
And there's the get button. Keep coming down.
Ready to master the basics of code and learn to code 1, you'll explore the fundamentals of Swift, the programming language used to create apps for Apple products. By solving puzzles in a dynamic 3D puzzle world, you'll develop a set of coding skills to build up your basic programming vocabulary. Your coding journey begins with simple commands, functions, and loops. From the start, you will write real code, the same code used by real programmers. Continuing your journey, you'll add conditional code that responds to changes in the environment, then introduce operators and while loops to make your code more precise and easier to use again. As you put these skills together, you'll develop simple, powerful algorithms that use the same code to solve a range of different puzzles.
So that's an explanation of the learning process. And if I go to the right again.
Information. Version. Released. 1.0.2. November 17th, 2016.
That's the information for the version release of this first module. So I'll come to the top again.
Learn to code 1.
And come to the right.
Get button.
Let's choose or press select on get.
Connecting.
So it's downloading the module.
Downloading. 1% downloaded. Button.
And of course, if I come off it.
Ready to master the basics
of
code.
Right, come back to the left.
Downloading. 35% downloaded. Button.
So 35% downloaded.
47% downloaded.
Now it's giving the increment update information now.
55% downloaded. 71% downloaded. 87% downloaded. 95% downloaded. Open button.
Okay, so now we're going to our open button. I'm going to press select on open.
Open my playgrounds. Add learn to code. Learn to code 1.
Read to the right.
Simple commands.
Simple commands.
Next button.
Next button.
1 of 8.
And we've got 1 of 8 screens. Move to the right again.
Playground documents button.
Playground documents button.
Table of contents button.
Table of contents.
Skip introduction button.
And skip introduction. So let me go to the top again.
Learn to code 1.
Yeah, let's go to the right.
Simple commands. Next. Button.
And press select on next.
Next. Have you ever followed a recipe to bake something delicious?
Okay, so this is giving you the concept of programming sequence in logical order. So have you ever baked a cake? So if I go to the right.
Slice of cake. Image.
Slice of cake image.
Previous. Button.
Previous. Go back to the previous screen.
Next. Button.
Next.
2 of 8.
And now we're on the screen 2 of 8, so back to the left.
Next. Button.
Pressing select on next.
Next. or followed instructions to assemble something cool.
Okay, so have you ever baked a cake or assembled something? So if I go to the right.
Blueprint of a drone. Image.
Blueprint of a drone. And across to the right again.
Previous button.
Previous button.
Next button.
Next button. If I go one with the right.
3 of 8.
Screen 3 of 8. Remember, if I keep going.
Playground document. Table of contents. Skip introduction.
You've got that button. Skip introduction button. So back to the left.
Table of playground. 3 of 8. Next button.
And selecting next.
Next. You need to follow the instructions in the correct order, or you'll end up with something unexpected.
Okay, so you need to follow the instructions in the correct order, otherwise you'll get something unsuspected. So if I go to the right.
Drone shaking in place while propellers activate and fly off screen. Image.
Okay, so drone shaking in place with propellers flying off screen. So to the right again.
Previous.
Previous.
Button. Next.
Next. Button. Pressing select on next.
Next. Writing code allows you to create your own set of instructions for your iPad to carry out.
Okay, so writing code allows you to do a set of instructions. If I go to the right again.
Your goal is to figure out which instructions, in which order, will result in something great.
Okay, so that's our goal, to work out what instructions in what order.
iPad turns on with an image of 3D world. Image.
iPad turns on with an image of 3D world.
Previous. Button.
Previous.
Next.
Next button. Let's see what screen we're up
Five
to.
Of eight.
5 of 8. Cool. Back to the left.
Next. Button.
Pressing select on next.
Next. You'll start by writing commands to move a character named Byte around a puzzle world, performing tasks.
Okay, so you'll start by moving the character Byte around a world, i.e. the world grid. So let's go to the right.
For example, you'll tell Byte to move forward.
Yeah, so for example, you'll tell Byte to move forward.
Move forward left paren, right paren.
Of course, that's the actual command. Move forward left paren, right paren.
Byte moves forward across screen. Image.
Byte moves forward across screen. I'm just doing across to the right here at the moment.
Previous. Button.
Previous.
Next.
Next button.
Button.
Let's see what screen we're on. 6 of 8. Cool.
Next.
Back to next. Button. Press and select on next.
Or collect a gem.
Okay, so you get him to move or collect a gem. So if I go to the right.
Collect gem left paren, right paren.
So that's collect gem. Now, I should say that the previous command, move forward left paren, right paren, was actually move, capital F for forward. And this one, collect gem, is collect, and then capital G for gem, left paren, right paren, and of course, all in one word. So if I go to the right.
Byte jumps upward and collects the gem. Image.
Byte jumps upward and collects the gem.
Previous.
Previous.
Button. Next.
And
button.
Pressing select on next.
Next. Notice the mashed together words. Code is punctuated and spaced like human languages, but commands have no spaces between words. For example, collect gem.
As I was just saying, the words are all mashed together with no spaces. And of course, you have to be careful with the capitalization, otherwise things won't work.
Commands always end with parentheses. You'll see why later. For example, left paren, right paren.
Okay, so commands always end in parentheses.
Previous. Button. Start coding. Button.
And here we go. Start coding. So press and select on start coding.
Start code. Playground documents. Button. The world is 5 columns. The world is 5 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 2, row 1. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 2, row 4.
So there's Byte and the sound, music in the playground. Now at the moment, focus is on the grid. So if I'm using my keyboard here, if I do right.
Column 0, row 1, block at height 0.
I'm going up the
Actions
first
available.
Column. Now remembering that the columns and rows are from 0 to the number. So in this case, I've got 5 columns. So it's 0 column 1, 2, 3, 4. And I've got 5 rows and it's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4 rows. So let me just go up this column and I'm literally doing VO right here on the keyboard here.
Column 0, row 2, block
okay,
at
so
height
column
0.
Column 0, row 2.
Column 0, row 3, block
column
at height 0.
Row 3.
Column 0, row 4, block at height 0.
Okay, column 0,
Actions
row 4.
Actions available.
Now if I do another right arrow, I'm actually going to end up in column 1, row 0.
Column 1, row 0, water. Column 1, row 1, water.
And I'm just moving up the
Actions
column.
Column 1, row 2, water.
Column 1, row 2,
Actions
water.
Actions available.
Etc. Now, For the purposes of using this with VoiceOver, it's got an accessibility mode so that the top of the grid is always facing north, which is the top of the iPad. I've got it in landscape mode. So to the left is west and to the right is east. And of course, to the bottom is south. So if I keep doing VO right arrow.
Column 1, row 3, block at height 0.
So column 1, row 3. Actions so available. I'm actually moving up, which means I'm going north.
Column 1, row 4, block at height 0. Actions available.
Column 1, row 4.
Column 2, row 0, water.
Column 2, actions row 0. Available.
Column 2, row 1, start marker at height 0 facing north. Byte at height 0 facing north. Double tap to switch characters.
Okay, so actions available. That's our starting point, and that's where byte is also currently. So we're on column 2, row 1 at the moment. So if I touch outside the grid anywhere else on the screen, I'm actually going to get the instructions again with the world grid. So I'm touching the right-hand side of my screen.
The world is 5 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 2, row 1. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 2, row 4. Actions available.
Okay, and this is a pretty easy exercise. Basically, the gem is right above where byte's sitting. So remember I said we're on column 2, row 1. Well, the gem that we want to get is on column 2, row 4. So I need to go back and find the grid again. So I'm going to touch sort of the right-hand side middle of my screen.
The world is 5 columns by 5, column 2, row 4, gem at height 1.
And I accidentally touched right on the right spot purely by accident. So that was column 2, row 4. So if I go down the column back to where byte is, I'm just going to use my left arrow on my keyboard.
Column 2, row 2, block at height. Column 2, row 1, start marker at height 0 facing north. Byte at height 0 facing north. Double tap to switch characters.
That's where byte is. Actions column available. 2, row 1. And the gem is at column 2, row 4, right above it. Now, again, when I'm moving here on the keyboard, I've either got quick nav turned on where I can just use left and right, or I can do control option or VO left and right to move left and right, but I'm going up and down the column. All right, so that's the grid, and that's where the gem is, and that's where the byte count is at the starting point. Now, it's just told us the coordinates outside the grid. The instructions are sort of more on the left-hand side of the screen, so if I touch towards the top of my screen on the left-hand side.
Playground documents. Button.
That's playground documents. Now, if I flick to the right or move to the right.
Table of contents. Button.
That's our table of contents button.
Previous page. Button.
Previous page.
Issuing commands. Heading.
Issuing command is the heading.
Next page. Button.
Next page.
Add from library. Button.
Add from library.
More. Button.
More button.
Column 0. Row 0. Block at height 0.
And then we hit the world grid. Okay, so doing the left and right arrows or flicking left and right is not going to take you to the instructions unless you have to go through the whole table or grid. So I'm going to go back to the left, and if I can't drag my finger down the left-hand side, about in the middle of the left-hand side of my screen.
Instructions.
There's the instructions. Now if I keep coming down with my finger.
Instructions. Your character, Byte, loves to collect gems but can't do it alone. In this first puzzle, you'll need to write Swift commands to move Byte across the puzzle world to collect a gem. Use the rotor to access links.
Okay, so I just kept my finger still while that was ready. Now if I drag my finger down again.
Look for the gem in the puzzle world.
Okay, look for gem in the puzzle world. And we've already discovered that the gem is at row 4, column 2. Keep coming down with my finger on the screen.
Enter the correct combination of the move forward left paren right paren and collect gem left paren right paren commands.
Okay, so we have to enter in the correct number of move forward commands and collect gem commands, of course, in the right spot, to collect the gem for byte. So, drag my finger down again.
Tap run my code.
And then you tap run my code to execute the program.
Code. Tap to enter code. Text field.
And this is the edit area, where if I double tap, we're going to put the focus edit area in the editing field where we can type our code. And if I keep dragging my finger down, nothing on the rest of the screen. If I come down to sort of the bottom middle third on the right hand side of my screen and touch it,
the world is 5 columns by 5 rows.
Keep dragging my finger around a little bit.
Byte height 0 face. Run my code button.
I've got run my code. Now if I flick to the left,
run options button.
I've got run options.
Tap to enter code text field.
And that's the enter code field that I just dragged my finger down through on the left hand side. flick back to the right.
Run options.
Run
my code.
Hint. Hint to get a hint. Okay, and that's it. Now, also on this screen, let me touch on the top left-hand side of my screen.
Table of contents.
And come over to
Playground documents. Button.
I've got a button, playground documents. I'm dragging my finger right across to the right.
Previous page. Button.
Previous page.
Issuing commands. Heading.
Issuing commands is the heading.
Next page. Button.
Next page. Kicking to the right.
Add from library. Button.
Add from library.
More. Button.
More button.
The world is 5 columns by 5 rows.
Explanation of the world grid again, because I'm outside the grid. Kicking to the right.
Count. 0 out of 1 gem collected.
And there's our goal count. Actions so we've got available. Basically you've got to get 1 gem to reach our goal. If I kick out to the right.
The world is 5 columns
it
by five
reads
rows.
Out the world grid
the
again.
World is 5 columns by
so two finger touch the screen and stop it talking. Okay, now the instructions are on the left hand side, sort of in the middle towards the top, and at the bottom left hand side is the edit area where you put the code in, and then sort of the right hand side towards the bottom of the right hand side of the screen you've got a run code button.
Run my code button.
And of course, if I double tap on run my code at the moment,
run my code.
Nothing's going to happen. So flip back to the left.
Run options button.
And double tap on run options.
Dismiss run option. Run fastest button.
And we've got run fastest, which makes the speech read very, very fast. When you've got lots of instructions in there, it's quite nice. Flip to the right.
Run faster button.
Run faster.
Run my code button.
Run my code.
Step through my code button.
Step through my code.
Step slowly. Button.
Step slowly.
Dismiss run options. Button.
And dismiss run options.
Code. Button.
And back to run my code.
Hint. Button.
And hint. So flip back to the left.
Run my. Dismiss run options.
Let's dismiss button. Run options.
Run options.
All right. So what I'm going to do is we're going to tell Byte to move from row 2 to row 4 and collect the gem. Okay. Let me double tap on code.
Insertion point at end. Quick nav.
Of course, if I double tap. I can jump to the top and bottom, so at the moment there's nothing yet, but if I double tap again...
Insertion point at end.
Insertion point at end, because I've got nothing in there. All right, so if I now flick directly to the right, because I don't actually have to manually type this in at the moment, if I move to the right...
Run options. Button. Quick nav on. Run my code. Hint. Button. Undo. Redo. Collect gem left paren right paren.
We can select the commands here. So I've got collect gem left paren right paren.
Move forward left paren right paren.
Move forward left paren right paren.
Dismiss button.
And dismiss. So let me just move back.
Move forward left paren right paren.
All right. So I want to put in the first moves. I want to move forward. So I'm going to double tap on move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And I double tap again.
Move forward left paren right paren.
Now I'm finding when I'm practicing this starting off, it's a good idea just to see what happens with a few of the commands as you're doing this. So let me just flick back to the left.
Collect gem left. Redo. Undo. Hint. Run my code. Run options. Empty line. Text field. Is editing. Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Let me do it in a double tap.
Insertion point at end.
So my insertion point's at end. So if I press up arrow.
Move forward left paren right paren. Move forward left paren right paren.
Okay, and that's
move
it.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And that's it. So I've got 2 forward commands. So let me see what happens when I try and run the code. So I flick to the right.
Empty line. Run options. Run my code.
And let's run the code. Double tap.
Run my code.
Byte walked to column
stop.
2.
Button.
Row 2. Byte walked up to height 1 column 2. Row 3.
The level isn't complete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details. Run my code. Button.
Okay, so Byte looks sad because we went in the right direction, but of course we didn't put enough move forward commands in there. So if I flick to the right.
Hint. But undo. Redo. Collect gem left paren. Move forward left paren right paren.
Okay, let's put code another
completion.
Move forward command in.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And move back to the
collect
left.
Gem left
back
per-
to left in this
redo.
Case.
Undo. Hint. Button. Run my code. Button.
And double tap on my
run
code.
Run my code.
Byte walked to
stop.
Column 2. Button. Row 2. Byte walked up to height 1, column 2, row 3. Byte
the level
walked
isn't complete.
Column.
Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details. Run my code. Button.
Now, as you can tell, sometimes VoiceOver reading out the screen and what the self-voicing is actually saying, you can sort of cut each other out a little bit. So basically that didn't quite say that Byte walked to row 4, column 2. So what I sometimes do is... I'm still on the run code button, so I'm actually going to mute VoiceOver. Three finger double tap.
Speech off.
Then I'm going to double tap so we just get the speech talking.
Hide walked to column 2, row 2. Hide walked up to hide 1, column 2, row 3. Hide walked to column 2, row 4.
Okay, and of course we don't get the bite is sad bit because that's what was actually being spoken by voiceover. So we've moved up three steps moving forward, and now we need to actually use that collect gem to put the code in. So I'm going to turn voiceover back on again, or unmute voiceover, three-finger double tap. All right, so if I go back to the left.
Run options, empty line, text field.
And double tap, find out where
Insertion
I am.
Insertion point at end.
So I'm at end, so if I press up arrow.
Move forward left paren right paren.
Let's move forward.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And the I just went down, document. So I'm at the bottom of document. Now you can also type in these commands manually if you want to. So rather than flicking across and double tapping on collect gem, I'm just going to type it in. But have a listen when I start typing. If I just type in C-O-L, pause.
One new issue.
Okay, it tells me that I've got an issue because I haven't typed a command in properly. Or I haven't finished typing yet. Okay, so that's quite handy. So I've done C-O-L-L-E-C-T, capital G-E-M, left paren, right paren. Okay, and of course I'm pressing enter to go to a new line. All right, so let's this time use my keyboard to go to the right. I'm just doing VR right arrow.
Empty line, run options, run my code button.
Run my code, and I'm not going to mute voiceover this time. Let's just see what happens. So I'm going to activate the run button, run code.
Run my code.
Hide walks to
dot
column
button.
2, row 2. Hide walked up to hide 1, column 2, row 3. Hide walked to column 2, row 4. Hide collected item at column 2, row 4.
Congratulations. Heading.
Okay, we did it. We did our first puzzle using Swift Playgrounds. So let me come down to about the third of the way down on the right-hand side of my screen.
Byte performed the commands you wrote and did exactly what you asked, in exactly the order that you specified.
Okay, so it was the right order and the right specifications. That's all cool. Flick to the right.
Next page. Link.
But next page.
Close hints.
Button. Close hints.
Run my code.
Run button. My code.
Undo.
Undo, blah, blah, blah. So flip back to the left.
Run my close here. Next page. Link.
And let's double tap on next page. Now I'm going to do the next puzzle, and then I'll let you go on yourself with playing around with Swift Playgrounds of VoiceOver. So double tap on that one.
Next page. Playground documents. The world is 6 columns by 4 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2.
So we've got different coordinates again. Each time we go into a new puzzle, the grid changes, and of course where the gems are and byte is also changes. And of course later on we get other things on the screen, such as portals to jump between different column row coordinates, more gems, switches, etc, etc. And what I've found in doing this is I've actually built a little world grid out of Lego, and I've pinched my son's Lego characters, portals, switches, and some gems to make it a bit easier. Because if I touch the right hand side of the screen anywhere outside of that grid to get the instructions again.
The world is 6 columns by 4 rows. Byte at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2. Actions available.
Okay, it's a bit hard to remember. And when I'm using my braille display, I can actually reread those instructions rather than having to listen to the whole thing again. So here in my braille display, I've got the world is 6 columns by 4 rows, new line, byte height 0, facing north on column 5, row 0. And if I keep going, the goals are gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2. All right, so column 3, row 2. And of course, we're going to be introduced to more commands to get over to column 3, row 2, from where byte starting point is at column 5, row 0. If I keep going, panning with my braille display,
sound button,
I now get to a sound button, which is actually quite nice, because if I double tap on the sound button,
background music, switch button on,
it comes up with some options. So we've got background sound,
sound effects, switch button on.
Sound effects, so I flip back to the left.
Background music, switch button.
I can double tap on it, and I've just turned off the background music, but I think it's actually really cute. But if you find it annoying, you can turn it off, and of course, byte's still making any sounds. So if I double tap back on music,
on.
If flick to the right.
Sound effects. So, switch button.
On. So sound effects, double tap.
Off.
And I've turned off the sound effects. Double tap again.
On.
Flick to the right.
Instructions. Goal. Combine move and turn commands to collect the gem.
Okay, so here we are, the instructions. Now these were basically on the left-hand side because I'm coming off the sound button. I was able to get straight to the instructions, and of course, if I flick back to the left,
background music, switch button on.
That little dialog box is still popped up on the screen. So if I flick to the right,
sound effects, instructions, goal, combine move and turn commands to collect the gem.
Okay, so let me just do a two-finger flick down just to read the instructions.
Goal, combine move and turn commands to collect the gem. This puzzle is just like the last one, but this time Bite needs to turn left to reach the gem. You can use the commands from the previous puzzle as well as a new command. Turn left, left, paren, right, paren. Full stop. 1. Plan the commands you need to make Bite move to the gem and collect it. 2. Enter your commands in the code area. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text field. Run options. Button. Run my code. Button. Hint. Button.
Okay, I was just letting it read the rest of the screen. All right, so now I haven't done this before and showed you, but you can, of course, drag your finger around the grid to read it. So let me touch the middle of right-hand side of my screen.
Column 4, row 3 is unreachable.
Okay, so that's the grid. Column 4, row 3. So if I go to the
actions
right.
Available. Column 5, row 3, block at height 2.
So I'm on column 5, row
actions
3.
Available.
Now remember, it said 6 columns, i.e. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 columns. So if I come down.
Column 5, row 2.
Just dragging my finger down the screen.
Actions available. Column 5, row 1, stairs, leading to height 1, from row 0. Column 5, row 0, start marker at height 0 facing north, Bite at height 0 facing north. Double tap to switch characters.
Okay, so that's Bite. So as
actions
I said,
available.
He's basically sitting on the bottom right-hand side of the grid at column 5, row 0, and he's facing north, as in up the screen.
Available.
Flick up screen using the voiceover radar.
Goal locations.
We've got goal locations.
Character locations.
Character locations.
Activate. Default.
And of course, activate. So if I flick up.
Goal locations.
And double tap on goal locations.
Gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2.
Row 2, column 3. Is where the gem is. And let me just check where Bite is. If I flick up.
Character locations.
Double tap on character.
Bite at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0.
So Bite's facing north, as in up the screen. Column 5, row 0, which is fine. All right, so I need to get and work out the commands to get to the gem at column 3, row 2. So
column 4,
I'm going to touch
column
my
five,
screen.
Column 5, row 0, start marker at height 0
so
facing north.
If I
at height 0
do
facing
a
north,
forward command,
double tap to switch characters.
Pretend I'm doing it, so I move up.
Actions of a column 5, row 1, stairs,
column
leading
five,
to height 1,
row 1
from row 0.
Up again.
Column 5, row 2, block at height 1.
Okay,
actions
so
available.
I've moved up to row 2, column 5. So that's two forward commands. And now to move west, I need to turn left. So I do one left command. And if I now move to the left, so I'm moving again now forward across the row.
Column 4, row 2, block at height 1.
Okay, that's column 4, row
actions
2.
Available.
That's one forward command. One more to go. Let's see what happens.
Column 3, row 2, gem at height 1.
And there's column
actions
3,
available.
Row 2 with the gem. So that's two forward commands from when I turn left. And then, of course, I have to do the collect gem command. All right, so they're the commands I have to do. So if I come back down the left-hand side, about two-thirds of the way down, as you're finding, it's sometimes hard to find it. So I'm going to touch down towards the bottom right-hand side of my screen.
The world is 6. Run my code. Button.
To get to run my code, flick back to the left.
Run options. Tap to enter code. Text field.
And now I'm on the tap to enter code. It's just a different way of actually finding it.
Insertion point at end.
All right. So again, I said you can actually select these on the little selections. If I flick to the right.
Run options. Run my code. Hint. Undo. Redo. Collect gem left paren right paren.
So
code
collect
completion.
Gem.
Move forward left
move
paren
forward.
Right left. Turn left left paren right paren.
And turn
code
left.
Completion.
So we've now got three commands to use. I might put in two forward commands. So flick back to the
move
left.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And double tap
code
on that
complete.
One.
Move forward left paren right
paren. Double tap on that one.
Move forward left paren right paren.
And as I said, I like to do this in small increments so you can check that your code's running properly. So let me flick back to the left.
Collect gem left paren. Read. Undo. Hint. Run my code. Button.
And double tap on my code. And
run
see what
code.
Moves to.
Bite walked up to height 1,
button.
Column 5, row 1. Bite walked to column.
The level is incomplete. Bite looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
Okay,
run
now
code.
Again,
button.
It's actually put off VoiceOver by not quite completing what it said. So again, let me mute VoiceOver with the three-finger double tap.
Speech off.
Now double tap again.
Bike walked up to height 1, column 5, row 1. Bike walked to column 5, row 2.
Okay, so we're far enough up and we know VoiceOver said Byte is currently unhappy because we quite haven't finished. So three-finger double tap to turn
speech
back on again. All right, so we're at the right height. We're at row 2, column 5. Now we need to turn left. So I'm actually going to type this one in manually. So flip back to the left.
Run options. Empty line. Text field.
Of course, you don't have to do this.
Character mode. Insertion point at start.
Now it's an insertion point at start. So if I double tap.
Insertion point at end.
Insertion point at end. So let me type in the turn left command. So of course that was turn, T-U-R-N, capital L-E-F-T,
right paren.
And if I pause, I don't get any error indication. That's nice. So enter. All right, and let's run our code. So from this editor, I can flick to the right.
Empty line. Run options. Run my code.
And this time I'm going to do a three-finger double tap on VoiceOver.
Speech off.
Because we know Byte's going to be unhappy because he's not quite there yet. Double tap on the run code.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 5, row 1. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west.
Okay, and we know Byte's still not happy, but now he's actually facing in the right direction. So let me turn speech back on again.
Speech on.
And let me do a flick to the right.
Hint, but undo. Redo. Collect gem left parent right. Move forward left parent
and
right parent.
We need to code move completion. Forward. So double tap on forward.
Move forward left parent right parent.
And forward again.
Move forward left parent right parent.
And that should be the right spot. But let's just check. Let's flick back to the left.
Collect gem left parent right. Redo. Undo. Hint. Run my code. Button.
Let's run code and then turn speech off again.
Speech off.
Double tap.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 5, row 1. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte walked to column 3, row 2.
Okay, and we're in the right spot because we know the gem is at column 3, row 2. Alright, so let me turn speech back on again.
Speech on.
And what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to cheat.
Hint,
I'm not cheat,
button.
But I'm actually going to force an error.
Undo. Redo. Collect gem left. Move forward left. Parent right. Parent.
I'm actually going to do another forward command.
Move forward left. Parent right. Parent.
And flick back to the left.
Collect gem. Redo. Undo.
So we've gone too far.
Hint. Button.
Let's just
run my code.
See what
button.
It says. Double tap on my code. I haven't muted speech this time.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 5, row 1. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte walked to column 3, row 2. Byte walked to column 2, row 2.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details. Run my code button.
Okay, and of course, if I put a collect gem command in there, it's no gem found. So flick back to the right.
Hint, undo, redo. Collect gem left parent right
and
parent.
Let me put in
code
a collect gem.
Collect gem left parent right parent.
Flick back to the left.
Undo. Hint. Run my code.
And double
button.
Tap run my code.
Byte walked
stop.
Up to height
button.
1 column 5, row 1. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte walked to column 3, row 2. Byte walked to column 2, row 2. Byte tried to collect gem, but no gem was found.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Okay,
tap
so
the button for more details.
I need to take out two commands.
Button.
So the nice thing about this, I can flick to the
hint.
Right.
Undo.
And I can undo.
Collect gem left parent right parent.
Okay, so I've just undone collect gem. If I can double tap and undo again.
Move forward left parent right parent.
I've just taken out move forward left parent right parent. Now, the other thing I want to show you while we're doing this.
Hint.
We
button.
In some ways debugging our code.
Run my code. Run options.
And we double
button.
Tap on run options. I'll just flick to the left then.
Run fastest.
So I've got run fastest.
Run faster. Button.
Run faster.
Run my code.
Run
button.
My code.
Step through my code.
Now
button.
If I step through my code, let me double tap on that one.
Step through my code. Run options. Button.
Executing move forward. Byte walked up to height 1 column 5, row 1. Executing move forward. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Executing turn left. Byte turned left. Now facing west. Executing move forward. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Executing move forward. Byte walked to column 3, row 2.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Okay, so we're now in the right spot. So that was the executing each command in the line of the code. So if I flick back to the left,
empty line, text field.
We can see if I keep flicking.
Character mode executed. Move forward left paren right paren.
It tells me what line has been executed.
Executed. Move forward left paren executed. Turn left left paren right paren.
Which is actually really really handy, so you can see what lines have been executed. But let me flip back to the right.
Execute empty line. Run options button.
Double tap on run options again.
Dismiss run option. Run fastest.
And
button.
Let me choose run fastest.
Run fastest.
And have
run
a
options. I watch column 5, row 1. I watch column 5, row 2. I turn left, now facing west. I watch column 4, row 2. I watch column 3, row 2. The level is incomplete.
Okay,
button
so it really
said.
Does get over tap that bit about details. When you're running the code, which gets really handy for long sequences. If I can slow it down a little bit, flick to the right.
Run fastest. Button. Run faster. Button.
Run faster. Let me double tap and run faster.
Run faster. Run options. Button. I watch up to height 1, column 5, row 1. I watch to column 5, row 2. I turn left, now facing west. I watch to column 4, row 2. I watch to column 3, row 2. The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad.
Okay, so it's
tap
a bit slower. So
details.
Flick to the right again.
Run faster. Button.
So let's run faster.
Hint. Hint. But undo. Redo.
Undo.
Collect
redo.
Gen left
back
parent,
to
right
all
parent.
The different commands.
Completion.
Flick back to the left.
Redo. Undo. Hint. Run faster. Run options.
And
button.
Double tap on run options.
Dismiss run option. Run fastest. But empty line.
And to get,
run fastest.
To get back to the normal speed, flick to the right.
Run faster. Run my code. Button.
Which is just run my code. So I double tap on run my code.
Run my code. Run options.
Byte walked up to height 1, column 5.
We're back
row
to the
one.
Normal speed.
Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte walked to column 3, row 2.
The level is incomplete. Byte looks sad. Tap the hint button for more details.
Okay, so let's finally make Byte look happy. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Run my code. Hint. Undo. Redo. Collect gem left paren right paren. Code completion.
And of course, we want to collect the gem at column 3, row 2. So double tap on collect gem.
Collect gem left paren right paren.
Now if we flip back to the left.
Redo. Undo. Hint. Button. Run my code. Button.
Double tap on run my code.
Run my code.
Should make Byte very happy.
Byte walked
stop.
Up to height
button.
1, column 5, row 1. Byte walked to column 5, row 2. Byte turned left, now facing west. Byte walked to column 4, row 2. Byte walked to column 3, row 2. Byte collected item at column 3, row 2.
Great job. Heading.
Okay, so Byte is very, very happy. So if I touch towards the bottom of my screen on the right-hand side.
You've written more complex code, and you've learned that the order of the commands is important.
Okay, so we've written more complex code and we've learned that the order of the code and the order of the code sequence is important, of course. So flick to the right.
Including a command for each step is important too. If you accidentally leave one out, Byte won't be able to finish the task.
Yeah, so I did more commands than I needed to rather than less, but it's the same issue.
Next page. Link.
And next page. Double
next
tap on
page.
That.
Playground documents. The world is 7 columns by 5. The world is 7 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
Okay, now we've got, besides a gem, we've now got a switch. Now this is probably where I'm going to finish this demo for the moment, because you've got the idea. And of course, now we've got more commands on the screen. So let's see what the instructions are first. So coming over to the left. And a third of the way in from the left, come down.
Instructions. Goal.
There's instructions.
The gem,
two finger flick down.
Goal. Collect the gem, then toggle the switch. So far, you've learned how to make Byte move around and collect a gem. In this puzzle, you'll use another new command. Toggle switch left paren right paren. Full stop. Switches. A switch might be toggled open or closed. 1. Enter the commands to move Byte to the gem, then collect it. 2. Continue entering commands to move Byte to the switch, then toggle it. 3. Run your code. Tap to enter code. Text field. Run options. Button. Run my code. Button. Hint. Button.
Okay, so we've got introduced to a new command here, which is the toggle switch command. Now remember again, it's toggle, capital S for switch, left paren, right paren. But of course you can choose from the selection of commands. So let me just show you where they're going to appear. So if I come down to the bottom right hand side of my screen.
The world is 7 columns. Run my code. Button.
Found run my code. Flick back to the left.
Run options. Tap to enter code.
Double tap
text
on that.
Text field. Insertion point at end.
Now if I flick to the right.
Run options. Run my code. Hint. Undo. Redo. Collect gem left parent right parent.
So there's our collect
code
gem
completion.
We had before.
Move forward left parent right parent.
There's our move
code
forward.
Complete. Toggle switch left parent right parent.
Toggle
code
switch.
Turn left parent right parent.
And turn
code
left.
Completion.
And flip to the right again.
Dismiss button.
We've got the dismiss for the dismiss suggestions. Okay, so basically your job is now to use a combination of the move and left commands to then collect the gem and toggle the switch. And then you'll complete this particular puzzle. All right, so let me show you one final thing, and that's how to actually change Byte itself. You've got three choices between Byte, Blue, and for the moment, I can't remember what the other one is. So let's go and have a look. Now, to actually toggle Byte, let me just flick up here on the screen.
Goal locations, character locations.
We want to actually find where Byte is at the moment. Again, to remind us, double tap.
Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4.
So here's on column 2, row 4. All right,
Twitter,
so let's find column 2, row 4. So I'm going to touch the middle of the screen. Right inside,
column
get to
two,
the grid.
Row 2, close
so
switch
that's
at
column
high 2.
Two. Ooh, I found my close switch. All right, so we want to go up.
Column 2, row 3, column 2, row 4. Start marker at height 2 facing west. Byte at height 2 facing west.
And there's
double
Byte.
Tap to switch
he's
characters.
Facing west, which means he's facing
actions
left
available.
On the screen.
Actions
double
available.
Tap to switch characters. And of course, if I was using the rotor to flick up.
Goal locations.
Goal location.
Character
location.
Activate.
Or
default.
Activate or just the one finger double tap. So if I do that now.
Byte playing leave animation.
Okay, so we've got Byte. That's the animation
entering
for Byte.
Entering character picker. Blue.
And it says entering character picker blue, and that's actually BLU. So I flick to the right.
Byte.
That's Byte. Flick to the right again.
Hopper.
That's Popper. Now, of course, if I wanted to spell the name, let me just do my two finger rotate on my rotor.
Language. Characters.
To characters and flick down.
H O P P E R.
Okay, so that's Hopper.
Romeo.
Flick back to the left.
Byte.
There's Bytes. Flick down.
B Y T E.
That's Byte, B-Y-T, and I said blue.
Blue.
There's blue. One finger flick down.
B-L-U.
And there's blue.
Uniform.
All right. So if I want to choose blue, double tap on blue.
Blue.
Blue playing arrive animation.
The world is 7 columns by 5 rows. Blue at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
So now the whole thing is changed to telling you where blue is. And if I want to change it again, so let me just touch on the grid again.
The world is 7 columns by column 4, row 4, is unreachable.
Now keep in mind that when you touch that side
actions
of the grid,
available.
Unless you're on a button or text, it's going to read out the coordinates of the grid, etc. So we want to find blue in this case.
The world is 7 columns. Column 4, row 3, is unreachable.
And it was at column 2, row 4, I believe.
Column 3, row 3. Column 2, row 3, is un. Column 2, row 4. Start marker at height
there
2 facing west. Blue at height 2 facing west. Double tap to switch characters.
Okay, so let's double tap again.
Blue playing leave animation.
Entering character picker. Blue.
Okay, so blue, flick to the right.
Byte.
Byte.
Hopper.
And let's choose Hopper. Double tap on Hopper.
Hopper.
Hopper playing arrive animation.
The world is 7 columns by 5 rows. Hopper at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
Okay, and again if I use my rotor, flick up.
Goal locations.
Goal location. Double tap on goal location.
Gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
Okay, and again on my brow display, I've got the world grid is 7 columns by 5 rows, remembering that the row and columns again start at 0. Hopper is at height 2, facing west on column 2, row 4. The goals are gem height 1 on column 0, row 3. So the gem is on column 0 on the left-hand side, row 3. And closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2. Now you can read that text, I should say, with voiceover. So if I touch the screen.
The world is 7 columns by 5 rows.
And shush it up. And if I do my rotor.
Speaking rate, words.
To words and flick down.
Columns by 5, 5 by 7 is world. The world is 7 column by 5 rows. Hopper at height 2 facing west on
column 2.
Okay, and we'll keep going.
Row 4. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 0. Row 3. Close switch at height 2 on column 2. Row 2.
Okay, and that's it. So you definitely can read it with the rotor to reread the instructions, but I do find it quite nice using on the braille display, and of course using my Lego grid here as well to tell where things are. So for example, I've plotted where the gem is and where the closed switch is and my Lego and my little Lego board here using the stuff from my son. All right, now just a final hint before I finish. Let me just give you a bit of a hint tip here that somebody said to me when I was first starting off learning how to do this. In a couple of puzzle exercises, it'll come up and ask you to do a right turn. And I'll give you a hint. When you're turning left, you're turning 90 degrees each time you do it. So far we've asked Byte, or in this case now Hopper, to go north and then turn left going west. If we said turn left again, the character would be facing east. If we said turn left again, it would be facing south. And if we said turn left again, it would be facing north. So when you think about doing a right turn command, think about the combination of the left turn commands to achieve a right turn when you have to tell Byte to go right rather than turning left, and you should be able to work it out. But I'll just tell you now quietly, it's using the turn left command 3 times. But anyway, I didn't tell you that. All right, but look, have fun coding, have fun learning. As I said, it builds upon, as you can tell, things that you've done already as you move through doing functions, loops, all that sort of fantastic stuff. You can go back at any time and read the code that you've done already. So for example, let me just go back up to the top.
Playground documents button.
Now let me flick to the right.
Table of contents.
It's a table of contents. Double tap on table of contents.
Learn to code 1. Heading.
And flick to the right.
Commands. Heading. Introduction.
Here's the introduction.
Issuing commands. Completed.
Issuing commands. It says completed.
Adding a new command. Completed.
Adding a new command. Completed.
Current page. Toggling a switch.
Current page. Toggling a switch. If I flick to the right again.
Portal practice.
Portal practice, so it's adding a portal.
Finding and fixing bugs.
Finding and fixing bugs.
Bug squash practice.
Bug squash practice.
The shortest route.
The shortest route.
Functions.
Functions.
Heading. Introduction.
And it's a heading, and then introduction, etc. So I flip back to the
function.
Left.
The shortest bug squash. Finding and fixing bugs. Portal. Current. Adding a new command. Completed.
So adding a new command is completed. So if I double tap on that one.
Selected. Playground document. The world is six columns by four rows. Hopper at height 0 facing north on column 5, row 0. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 3, row 2.
Okay, so this was the simple one, but if I touch down towards the bottom right hand side of my screen to find my button.
Next page. Link.
And then flip back to the
including
left.
You've written more. Great job. Empty line. Collect gem. Empty line. Text field.
So, empty line. Eating. Flip back to the left.
Collect gem. Left parent. Right parent. Move forward. Left parent. Right parent.
Okay, there's
move forward,
all
left,
the
parent,
commands.
Right parent. Turn left. Left parent. Right parent. Move forward. Left. Move forward. Left parent. Right parent.
That we had to collect the gem in this case for that simple exercise. So you can go back at any time and read your code, which is really, really handy. All right. So let me go to the top left hand side again.
Playground documents.
And double tap
button
on playground documents.
My playgrounds. Add
and flip
button
to the right.
Share button. My playgrounds. Edit button. Learn to code 1-2. Uploading today at 11:12 a.m. button.
So that's learning
actions
to code
available.
1-2. It's currently uploading.
Learn to code 1-1 today at 8:03 a.m. button.
Learning to code
actions
1-1
available.
And that told me when I was actually doing the exercise.
Learn to code 1. The 9th of March 2017 at 5:33 p.m. button.
Okay, it's time when that one's accessed.
Create playground button.
And create playground. So you can actually tell when you've accessed different exercises in the application itself, which is really handy. And I find it really hard to put this program down because I absolutely really enjoy moving the character around. And of course, as I'm doing all that with portals and switches and functions and everything else, it's a really fantastic way to learn. And it's amazing how many hours go by when you're sitting here playing with Swift Playgrounds. But anyway, I really hope you enjoy using the Swift Playgrounds to learn how to do Swift. And as I said, you can read the information with either speech or braille. And just a refresher on a couple of those tips. The self-voicing sometimes, or voiceover, cuts off what the self-voicing says, or vice versa. So you can always mute voiceover to hear it running through your code when you do the run command. You can change the rate at which it goes through your code by doing faster or fastest, and then of course doing run code for normal speed. If you touch outside of the grid, you get the instructions. You can use your rotor to read those instructions or on the braille display. If you want an easy way to find the edit area on the screen, rather than coming down the left hand side about the third of the way in and hitting the edit area, if you come down to the bottom right hand side and find one of the buttons, i.e. the run code button, flick back to the left, you'll get to the edit area. Use the action part of the rotor with voiceover to flick up to find the goals, the characters, and of course when you're on the character, i.e. Byte, Hopper, or Blue, BLU, then you can change the character, and you can also again turn the sound music off or the sound effects off. And of course, to get back to where you wanted to be, if I touch top left hand side of my screen,
tell 3 of 3 Wi-Fi add button share,
flick to
button,
the right,
my playgrounds, edit button, learn to code 1 2, learn to code 1 1 today at 8:03, learn to code 1.
Tap on that,
selected playground documents. Button.
Flick to the right.
Table of contents.
Let's choose table button. Of contents.
Learn to code 1. Commands. Introduction. Issuing commands. Adding a new command. Toggling a switch. Complete. Portal practice. Completed.
Okay, and as you can tell, it already knows what I've actually done already, but the one that we were on...
Toggling a switch. Completed.
...was toggling a switch. So I double tap on toggling a switch.
The world is 4 columns. Playground documents. Button. The world is 7 columns by 5. The world is 7 columns by 5 rows. Byte at height 2 facing west on column 2, row 4. The goals are gem at height 1 on column 0, row 3. Closed switch at height 2 on column 2, row 2.
Okay, and off you go again. So I'll leave it there for the moment. As I said, enjoy coding, and I hope you get as much enjoyment out of it as I have done or am going to be doing over the next several months. Anyway, that's me for the moment. As always, thanks for listening, and bye for now.